The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 1, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 9th, 2011, in Aheloy, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yani.
Yani.
Veda Vidam.
Veda
Shrestha.
Shrestha.
Bhagavan
Badarayana
Anye
Cha
Munaya
Sutta
Paravara
Vida
Vidu Yani Veda Vidang Shresto Bhagavan Badarayana
Anye
Cha Munaya
Sutta
Paravara Vido Vidu Yani Veda Vidang Shresto Bhagavan Badarayana Anye
Cha Munaya Sutta
Paravara Vido Vidu. Yani, all that. Veda Vedam, scholars of the Vedas. Shrestha, senior most. Bhagavan, incarnation of Godhead. Badarayana, Vyasadev. Anye, others.
Cha.
And
Munaya,
the sages, Sutta, O Sutta Goswami, Paravara,
Vida,
amongst the learned sages. One who is conversant with physical and metaphysical knowledge. Vidu, one who knows. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being the eldest learned Vedantist, O Sutta Goswami, you are acquainted with the knowledge of Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of Godhead, and you also know other sages who are fully versed in all kinds of physical and metaphysical knowledge. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentation on the Brahma Sutra or the Badarayani Vedanta Sutras. It is called natural because Vyasadeva is the author of both the Vedanta Sutras and the Srimad Bhagavatam, or the essence of all Vedic literatures. Besides Vyasadeva, there are other sages who are the authors of six different philosophical systems, namely Gautama, Kanada, Kapila, Patanjali, Jamini, and Ashtavakra. Theism is explained completely in the Vedanta Sutra, whereas in the other systems of philosophical speculations, practically no mention is given to the ultimate cause of all causes. One can sit on the Vyasasana only after being conversant in all systems of philosophy so that one can present fully the theistic views of the Bhagavatam in defiance of all other systems. Srila Siddha Goswami was the proper teacher, and therefore the sages of Naimisharanya elevated him to the Vyasasana. Sri Vyasadeva is designated herein as the personality of Godhead because he is the authorized, empowered incarnation.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jathaparakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitamscha.
So, to be a qualified preacher, or to sit on the Vyasasana, qualified to sit on the Vyasasana, one has to not only know the Vaishnava conclusion, but he also has to defeat all opposing arguments to the Vaishnava conclusion. It's like there is impersonalism, nirvishesha. There is voidism, shunyavadi. There is the view of the empirical scientists. The view of the hedonists. Sense gratifiers. There are so many views which are against Krishna consciousness. So one has to be expert to defeat all of these opposing arguments. Actually, Prabhupada told us, when we were preaching, he said, you ask them, what is your philosophy? And then you defeat it. Sometimes devotees, neophyte devotees, make the mistake when somebody comes to attack Krishna consciousness. They try to defend Krishna consciousness. They don't realize that the best defense is a good offense. When they're attacking you, you don't defend Krishna consciousness. No, don't do that. You find the weak point in their argument and hit on that point until they drop dead. This is what Prabhupada would do, you see. You find the weak point in their argument and you hit on that point, don't try to jump to another point, but then you bring it back to that weak point and you keep hitting on their weak point until they're on their knees begging for mercy. Just like this famous scientist, there's a big scientist now, he's considered to be the leading scientist in the world. The name is Dr. Stephen Hawking. He has written, his books sell millions of copies. He's a very famous, popular scientist. He says that the universe comes out of absolutely nothing.
И той казва, че Вселената произлиза от абсолютно нищо.
So, where is the scientific experiment to prove it?
И къде е научният експеримент, за да докаже това?
In other words, he's presenting this, he wants us to accept it on blind faith.
С други думи, той представя нещо, някаква теория и иска ние да я приемем на сляпа вяра.
The method of modern science is you have an experiment, you make an observation, and you derive a theory from seeing what happens with your experiments.
Метода, по който днешната наука работи, е, трябва да имаш експеримент, след това имаш наблюдение на този експеримент и на базата на тези две неща ти правиш заключение.
They have to be able to prove their theories with empirical data from scientific experiment.
Те трябва, за тях трябва да е възможно да докажат своите теории от данни, които са получили от определен експеримент.
So where in the history has any scientist ever taken nothing and gotten something out of it?
Къде в историята на човечеството имаме някой учен, който е взел нищо и от него е направил нещо?
Never been done.
Това никога не е било правено.
So how can he say that everything came out of nothing?
Това как може той да казва, че всичко е произлязло от нищо?
When they can't even bring one thing out of nothing.
Те дори едно незначително малко нещо не могат да произведат от нищо.
So in this way we have to see the fallacy of their arguments and we have to be able to very solidly smash them.
И по този начин ние трябва да видим къде техните аргументи не са правилни и след това да ги смачкаме.
Prabhupada could talk with these people, he convinced them they're a rascal and they would accept, yes, I'm a rascal.
Шия Прабхупад, когато той говореше с тези хора, той имаше силата да ги убеди, че те са негодники, негодници и те най-накрая приемаха. Да, аз съм.
Our philosophy is very simple.
Нашата философия е много проста.
Намам дускратина мудха пропадянте нарадама майя парита гьяна асарам бавамашвитаха. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish,
тези негодници, които са глупци,
who are the lowest among men,
които са най-ниши човешкия род,
whose knowledge has been stolen by illusion,
чието знание е било откраднато от илюзията,
and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons,
и които също така имат атеистична природа на демони,
do not surrender to me.
Те не ми се отдават.
So as soon as someone is not surrendered a surrendered devotee of Krishna, you can immediately understand he is duskritina, he is a rascal.
И веднага, ако видите някой и той не се отдал на Бога, на Кришна, това веднага означава.
Are you a devotee of Krishna?
Той е душкритин, той е негодник.
You know, you're not a devotee of Krishna?
Не, не си правилно отдаден.
Oh, then you're a rascal, that's all.
Тогава си негодник.
So we have to prove how they're rascals.
И трябва да им покажем как те са негодници.
Prove how they're fools, you see.
Трябва да им докажем как те са глупаци.
The Mayavadi, they have an argument. Their argument is everything is one.
Майавадите, те имат аргумент. Техният аргумент е всичко.
Everything is Brahman, you see.
Всичко е Brahman.
There's nothing exists except for Brahman.
Нищо друго не съществува, освен Brahman.
If we think something exists besides pure, non-differentiated oneness, then that is an illusion.
Ако ние си мислим, че има нещо друго различно от недуалистично единство, това е иллюзия.
But this philosophy is fallacious.
Но тази философия също е погрешна, фалшива.
Because if everything is the absolute truth, they say Brahman, everything is the impersonal, non-differentiated absolute truth.
Защото ако всичко е имперсонална, недвойнствена, абсолютна истина,
everything is one, then how can I exist to be an illusion?
Тогава как аз може да съществувам и да бъда в иллюзия?
Everything is one, then how illusion can exist?
Ако всичко е едно, как може да съществува иллюзия също така?
If the only thing that exists is the absolute truth, then how can illusion? That's duality. As soon as you bring an illusion, you have truth and you have illusion. That's a duality.
Ако всичко, което съществува абсолютна истина, как може да съществува иллюзия? Това означава вече две неща. Имаш абсолютна истина и иллюзия.
That's a deviation from the principle of oneness.
И това е вече отклонение от принципа на единството.
everything is pure oneness, then there can't be any illusion, because that illusion itself would be a duality. So in this way, we have to be able to dismantle their arguments. So the more you, Prabhupada said, the more we can defeat the atheistic arguments, the more we make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The general population do not accept the authority of Scripture. Therefore, we have to be able to establish the absolute truth on the basis of logic. And then use Scripture and then say, and then we say, yes, and it is confirmed in the Scriptures as follows.
И тогава ние също цитираме и казваме да, и това освен това се потвърждава и в свещените книги.
What is the most basic question?
Кой е най-основният въпрос?
The most basic question is why do I exist? Why am I here? What's my purpose?
Най-така главният въпрос, който се задава, е защо аз съм тук? Каква е моята цел на живота?
So how will we understand our purpose?
Как да разберем каква е нашата цел?
In other words, somebody is living their life, they don't even know why they exist, they don't even know what their purpose is. How can they have a happy life? If they don't know who they are, they don't know what their purpose is. They'll be like a chicken running around with his head cut off. So that's what it's like. We have a headless society. These people have no brains. They have no idea who they are, where they've come from, what is their duty. They have no idea. And they have all these bogus philosophies simply to justify their madness. So we have to be solidly convinced of the Vedic conclusion.
This is
like, how can we understand God exists? Every machine has an operator, isn't it, in effect? Anything requires, any machine requires an operator. Therefore, we can understand this gigantic cosmic manifestation, which is runs like a machine. Therefore, we can understand this gigantic cosmic manifestation must also have an operator. This is based on the principle of empirical science. If we can observe millions of instances where a machine requires an operator, millions of instances we can observe, therefore we can understand that is a universal principle. Every machine requires an operator. Therefore, the universal machine must have an operator. That is God. Another way we can understand God is this. We do not have an equal amount of opulences. There's always some variety. One man has a little bit of money, another man has a little bit more money, another man has huge sum of money.
малко пари, друг има малко повече, а някой друг има много пари.
Does every citizen in Bulgaria have the same amount of money in his bank account?
Дали всеки един гражданин на България има същото количество пари в своята банкова сметка?
No, they have different amounts of money in the bank.
Не, те имат различни количества пари.
So, to say that everyone is equal, they're certainly not equal in the amount of wealth they possess.
И да кажете, че всички личности са равни, ми, те със сигурност не са равни в количеството пари, които притежават.
So since not everybody is equal in the amount of wealth they possess, somewhere there's somebody who possesses more wealth than anyone else.
И понеже всички хора не са равни в това колко пари притежават, със сигурност някъде има някой, който има повече пари, отколкото някой друг.
So there must be such a person.
Със сигурност трябва да има такава личност.
The atheists want to deny, say, no, there's no person who's more wealthy than the other person. It's not possible there could be such a person who's more wealthy than the other person.
Атеистите, всъщност, тяхната философия е не. Няма такава личност, която да е по-богата от другата личност.
Just see the absurdity of the atheistic argument.
Вижте просто колко е абсурден този.
According to their philosophy, everybody has the same amount of wealth.
Според тяхната философия, всички имат еднакво количество богатство.
Where is that proven?
Къде това е доказано?
Somewhere there is somebody who has more wealth than everybody else.
Винаги и навсякъде ще има някой, който е по-богат от останалите.
That is God.
А този, който е най-богат, това е Бог.
Krishna says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He says, I'm the owner of everything.
Кришна казва, аз съм собственик на всичко.
So if you want to find out God, then you have to see that person who has more wealth than everyone else.
И за това, ако искате да намерите Бога, трябва да видите тази личност, която има.
You have to see that person who is more powerful than everybody else.
Богатство. И да видите тази личност, която е най-могъща.
Who is more beautiful.
Която е най-красива.
Who knows more.
Която знае повече от всички останали.
Is more pronounced.
Която е най-отречена.
And who is more famous than everybody else.
И която е най-известна от всички.
There has to be somewhere a person who has more opulences than the other people, because we're not all equal.
Със сигурност трябва да има някой, който има най-много богатство и притежание от всички, защото ние не сме равни.
You can't say such a person does not exist. It's crazy.
Не може да кажете, че такава личност не съществува.
There has to be such a person.
Трябва да има такава личност.
So that person is described in the Sanskrit language as Bhagavan.
И такава личност на
санскрит. That person who possesses all opulences.
Е описана като Бхагаван, този, който притежава всички.
Бхага means opulences.
Богатство. Бхага означава.
And Ван means possessor.
Богатство, притежание. А Ван означава този, който ги притежава.
So Bhagavan is the possessor of opulences.
Бхагаван означава този, който притежава всички богатства.
So there must be Bhagavan.
И трябва да има Бхагаван, такава личност.
But then the mere fact that we're not all equally possessing these opulences, there has to be someone who has more of these opulences.
По тази логика, че винаги има някой, който притежава повече от другите, трябва да има някой, който притежава най-много от всички.
So in this way we have to understand the science of God very logically. And then we see how it is confirmed in the scripture. For us, the scripture is enough. But for those who do not accept the authority of scripture, we must be able to establish it on the basis of logic.
Но за тези, които не приемат авторитета на ведическата литература, трябва да може да изложим всичко със своя.
Because once you establish it on the basis of logic, then you can bring in the scripture and they will accept the scripture.
Защото ако веднъж установите чрез логика някакво твърдение, тогава може да цитирате шастри и те ще приемат шастри.
So are there any questions?
Имате ли някакви въпроси?
Yes.
My question is, we heard that we have to be able to defeat all the arguments of the other wrong philosophies. And my question is, Is it problem if someone doesn't have a strong desire to become a preacher?
So it is a problem. The question is it a problem if somebody doesn't want to be a preacher? Well, do you want to be, let me ask you this, do you want to be a surrendered devotee of the Lord? Actually, even if you are not learned in highly learned in philosophy, if you simply tell them, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you become a great preacher. So are you willing to tell them Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yes? That's all right then. And you can let others, more advanced preachers, then deal with the philosophers. You can be a simple farm boy and say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And let others who are more expert deal with the philosophers. That's everything.
Is it possible?
Huh?
Is it possible that one can preach with one's own action?
Възможно ли човек да проповядва просто чрез своите дейности, чрез своя пример?
One's service, one's action.
Чрез своето служение и своите дейности.
So the question is, can one preach by one's actions? And the answer is yes. Paniyachari Prabhu Jivari Sikaya. That is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The very first principle of preaching is you must act properly. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastadinavartite. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So if you can simply become an ideal Vaishnava, always remembering Krishna, always talking about Krishna, always hearing Krishna, always praying to Krishna, always bowing down to Krishna, in this way fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, trying to do first class service 24 hours a day. Then you're already preaching just by your example. But you will naturally talk about Krishna whenever you have the opportunity. Because your whole consciousness will be absorbed in Krishna by your service mood. Any other questions? Everyone, yes?
From all these philosophers mentioned in this verse, are all these philosophies atheistic or no? Except Vedanta Sutra others, they are atheistic.
What does Prabhupada say? He mentioned something about that in the purport. He says, in other systems of philosophical speculations, practically no mention is given to the ultimate cause of all causes. So, even the idea of God may be there in some of these other philosophies. It's not very prominent are practically not even mentioned at all, as Prabhupada is saying. We know Patanjali's yoga system does bring one to the point of meditating on Vishnu within the heart, for example. The point is, these other philosophies do not make surrender to God the ultimate purpose. They don't present that as the ultimate purpose of life.
Проблемът е, че тези другите философии, те не представят, че крайната цел на живота всъщност е човек да се отдаде на Бога.
Therefore, these other philosophies are imperfect and they are incomplete.
Затова всички тези философии са ненапълно съвършени и непълни.
They engage one in such a way that one's life becomes spoiled.
Те ангажират човек по такъв начин, че всъщност той си пропилява живота.
They don't bring you to the point of pure love of God.
Защото те не те довеждат в крайна сметка до чистата любов към Бога.
In order to become happy and satisfied in life, one must awaken one's love of God.
За да може човек да стане истински удовлетворен и щастлив в живота, той трябва да събуди своята заспала любов към Бога.
So these other philosophers are not doing that. They're not really giving the method of how to awaken one's pure love for God.
Тези всички други философии, те всъщност не правят това. Не ни дават метода, чрез който наистина да събудим своята любов към Бога.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Аз съм чул, че Чайтанья Махапрабху, той е движението за масовия санкиртан било на Харинага и Прасадан. Само когато е срещнал много интелигентни личности, само тогава той е говорил философия с тях. Не е по-добре и ние така да, нали, да правим вместо нали, на всеки да се опитаме да обясняваме за Кришна.
I heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually he spread the movement mainly by making Harinams and by prasadam distribution. And very rarely...
And by the what?
By prasadam distribution.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And very rarely he was discussing philosophers mm-hmm. only with very intelligent and such kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, isn't it better that we do the same thing, just mainly make Harinams and not discuss philosophy with everybody?
Well, discussing with individuals is one thing, but there should be regular classes. It's a fact we don't discuss. There's no reason to discuss. You should give them a book,
though.
Everybody should be... We distribute these books to everybody. There's no need for you to have philosophical discussions with everybody. Let Prabhupada do that. Let Prabhupada do that through his books. Everyone needs to be convinced of this philosophy. Everybody has a philosophy of life. Everyone is a philosopher, actually. The dog is also a philosopher. Is he? Where is the she dog? That's his philosophy. And where is the bone? You see? That is his philosophy in life. So we have to be able to show them a higher philosophy. You should be very expert in giving philosophical presentations. Because people need to be enlightened with transcendental Vaishnava philosophy. To know why we're chanting and dancing. If you simply do chanting and dancing and prasad and no one knows why we're doing this, they will be weak, spiritually weak.
Ако ние просто танцуваме и раздаваме прасадам, обаче хората не знаят защо ние...
You should attract them with kirtan and prasadam, and after they're all blissed out from the kirtan and the prasadam, then you can enlighten them in transcendental knowledge.
тогава хората ще станат много слаби в духовния си живот. А ти трябва първо да привлечеш хората с киртани прасада и тогава трябва да им дадеш духовния.
Раджа виджа раджа гоян вавиттам идам уттамам виджакшавагамам дарнам шушукам гартамам гиян. This knowledge is the king of education.
Това знание е царя на знанието.
It's the most secret of all secrets.
И е тайната на всички тайни.
It's the purest knowledge. And because it gives direct perception of the self, it is the perfection of religion. It's everlasting. And it is joyfully performed. We have to give them the philosophy. Because Om Jnana Timaran Dashagananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Because this philosophy drives away all the darkness of ignorance. Now if they're argumentative, they can't hear philosophy, all right, just give them prasadam and kirtan, that's all right. But we're saying that so many people are willing to sit and hear philosophical discourse. It's presented with conviction. If it's presented in a blissful, loving way. Everyone will become attracted to him. You have to convince them they're not their body. If they just think, well, this chanting is great and the pishadam is nice, that's good. But now you have to enlighten them. My dear sir, you are not that body. At least this much, everyone must understand, I'm not this body. I'm the eternal spirit soul, servant of Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Godhead. At least that much you must convince them.
Всеки трябва да разбере най-малко, че аз не съм това тяло, аз съм вечна частичка, свързана с върховното божество.
Because if they have that conviction, they'll give their whole life.
И ако те развият това дълбоко разбиране, те ще бъдат готови да дадат целия си живот за служение.
You may attract them to chanting and taking bhishadam, and that's very good. But now you have to give them a deep philosophical understanding, so they'll give their whole life to Krishna.
Вие може да ги привлечете чрез прасадам и киртан, но след това те трябва да развият дълбоко философско разбиране, за да могат да променят целия си живот към Кришна.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Други въпроси?
Can I make a point in this way? Just like Hinduism, they have been doing generation after generation, like Christmas, like Diwali, and all celebrations. People get celebrated gradually, because they don't have the knowledge why they are doing. Gradually, it turns into something else.
Excellent point.
Както Матиджи дава пример с хиндуизма, това, което се наблюдава, че става все повече и повече. Хората отиват, събират се на големи събирания относно празниците, примерно Нова година, Дивали. Други такива празници, обаче, понеже на хората им липсва знание, защо се правят тези неща и нещата се изопачават. Примерно Дивали се е превърнал в лакшми пуджа, просто хората извършват този празник, за да получат повече пари. А в Крисмас, вместо да е духовен празник, се е превърнал просто възможност за пиене.
So, but you have to let me repeat it so the people are hearing the lecture recording can hear, know what's going on.
Нека да повторя за хората, които слушат.
So, the all these different holidays, whether it's the Hindu or the Christian holidays or whatever they may be, if people are lacking the actual knowledge of why this is being done, then gradually the whole thing deteriorates and becomes materialistic.
Всички тези празници, които в днешно време хората празнуват, когато на хората им липсва знанието, защо ги има тези празници, лека по лека цялото нещо деградира и се пред това се превръща просто в материални събития, материалистични.
Rupa Goswami therefore warns us about this.
Затова Рупа Госвами ни предупреждава в тази връзка.
In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.101.
В Бхакти Расамриту Синду 1.2.10.
Shruti Smriti Paradi Pancharatta Viding Vina Aikantaki Harer Bhaktir Utpatta Yaiva Kalpate. Devotional service to the Lord, which is performed without reference to the Vedas, the Puranas, and the Pancharatras, is mere sentimentalism and is nothing but a disturbance to the human society.
Правилното служение, което не е извършено в според ведите, пораните и панчаратра, то всъщност се превръща просто в притеснение за цялото човешко общество.
Therefore, Prabhupada wanted that all of our devotees they should be trained. Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Bhai Baba, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhama. All devotees should be certified as learned pandits.
Нашия правопад, той искаше всички наши преподавания да бъдат много учени, да завършат Бхакти Шастри, Бхакти Вайбава, Бхакти Веданта и Бхакти Сарвабхаума.
You too, Горачандра.
Да станат много учени. И ти също, Горачандра.
You should become Бхакти Шастри, Бхакти Вайбава, Бхакти Веданта, Бхакти Сарвабхаума.
Трябва да минеш през всички тези.
You should become very learned philosopher.
Трябва да станеш много учен философ.
Another question. Does one,
huh?
does one have to have the title?
Prabhupada wanted everyone to earn the titles, yes. He wanted Prabhupada's desire.
Въпрос от Матаджи. Трябва ли всички да имат всички тия титли? Сен Кришан Прабху казва, Шрила Прабхупада искаше преводаните да минат през тия нива и да имат тези титли.
Actually, when you can add that to your name, you see. When you have the
името си.
When you have that, you can add it to your name.
Ако имате това нещо, вие можете да добавите.
Горачандра Дас Брамачари Бхакти Шастри. You can add that to your name.
Например, може да се каже Горачандра Дас Брамачари Бхакти Шастри.
The one I like is, you know, Sankarshan Das Adhikari Bhakti Vedanta. That's the one I like.
Аз, на мен какво ми харесва? Да ми казвам Sankarshan Das Adhikari Bhakti Vedanta.
So, it's like you have a degree, you put it after your name. So-and-so PhD, you see.
Точно както, ако имате някаква научна степен, вие си я слагате преди.
So Prabhupada said we can earn these titles by becoming certified in these levels of learning, Vaishnava learning.
И Prabhupada каже, когато някой премине през определен курс и това е авторитетно, тогава той може да сложи тази титла за името си.
So any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
Вчера на лекцията стана въпрос за това, че понякога има трудности и как да ги преодоляваме. Кога мен ми прави впечатление, че когато наистина стане трудно, тогава помня Кришна. Това означава, че ако помня Кришна повече, трудностите ще намалеят.
Yesterday on the lecture, you mentioned that whenever we have difficult periods,
whenever we have what?
You mentioned, yeah, when we have difficulties.
Difficulties.
How we have to overcome them.
Mm.
And then I found out for myself that always when I have difficult periods and I start thinking about Krishna, then everything becomes easier.
Mm.
Is that means that if I remember Krishna more, then the difficulties will decrease?
That's right.
That's right.
The more you remember Krishna, the more the difficulties go away. That's a fact.
Колкото повече помниш Кришна, толкова повече трудностите изчезват.
If you're fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, there'll be no difficulty.
Ако си напълно потопен в Кришна съзнание, няма да има проблеми.
Prabhupada often used to ask us, he said, what is the difficulty?
Шрила Прабхупада много често ни задаваше въпроса, каква е трудността?
He had to ask us that because we were not Krishna conscious. If you're not Krishna conscious, you'll have so many difficulties. The spiritual master ought to say, what is the difficulty? But if you're fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, there'll be no difficulty.
си напълно потопен в Кришна съзнание, няма трудности.
The fact.
Това е факт.
Any other question? Yeah.
Аз съм чувал пък, че има такъв стих от Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати, че те, които имат благоволението на Кришна, той им праща трудности.
Нитай Чандра Прабху is saying that he heard that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur mentioned some verse that whoever has the special mercy of Krishna, actually Krishna is giving him difficulties.
So he's heard some verse that Bhaktisiddhanta quoted that Krishna is giving the difficulties. Now I don't know about that, but I do know that it's philosophically correct principle.
Не знам за този стих, но знам, че това е философски принцип под нашата философия, да.
Krishna is giving us everything. As everything that's coming is Krishna's mercy. Actually, everything that's coming to us is all Krishna's mercy.
Философски принцип е, че всичко, което идва при нас, е милост на Кришна.
For everyone, all living entity.
За всички живи същества.
Whether the devotees or non-devotees, it doesn't matter. Everybody is getting Krishna's unlimited mercy at every minute.
Независимо правилно дадени или не. Всеки един момент получава безграничната милост на Кришна.
The good times, the bad times, the beautiful times, the ugly times, it's all Krishna's mercy.
Добрите времена, лошите времена, красивите времена, грозните времена, през живота ни всичко
това. One simply has to see how to utilize this experience to my advantage, that's all, by increasing my Krishna consciousness.
Въпросът е как да използвам тези моменти, за да мога аз да направя напредък в Кришна съзнание. Това е всичко.
Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you all very much for your participation in this process of Krishna consciousness. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankrishna Prabhu ki
jai.